Hey America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And man, do we have a show for you? We have a two-part revelation for you that will show you how the Democrats are going to try to end MAGA. And Jerome Corsi exposed this in large part right before the election. And we're going to go back and we're going to play about a 7-minute clip of how he said they were going to steal local and state elections. And then we'll talk about why local and state as opposed to Donald Trump. And then in part two, we're going to look at the work that Liz Harris did and found out about voter fraud. And what I'm telling you, and you need to hear me and hear me very clearly. The end of MAGA is going to be met or supported by very well thought out, very devious and deceitful plans to undermine Trump. Trump will be impeached. He'll be impeached after the 2026 midterm elections if we don't stop what I'm going to be telling you in these two parts. And I'm drawing upon Jerome Corsi, Liz Harris, and not to toot my own horn, but back in 2021, I was out there among a very few that were exposing extreme voter fraud in Arizona and the methodology exported to other states. And I'm going to bring in my two cents on this, but everyone is saying what a great job Trump is doing. Well, Doug Thornton and I are going to do a show later that'll air this week, and we're going to talk about the things Trump needs to be doing in addition to what he is doing, and it ties into a lot of this. So we're going to hit this hard, but we have climbed the mountain. We've got our guy back in. He's trying to get really good people in the cabinet, whom the vast majority of them I support, and I know that you do too, and we are really up against it. There's a plot. That's so devious. So let me move on. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Here's a plot that can help you. The banks are in trouble, and they're in trouble around the world. They're in trouble in China. I've covered this. I covered this right before, or excuse me, right after the last election. I covered this back in late November. I covered in December, and I said the banks are in trouble there. Europe is broke as a joke. This is intentional. And it has a ripple effect into our Federal Reserve. And now we have learned that our Federal Reserve is being controlled by China. Go back and look at what I did on that in the last week, actually, in the last few days. There's really good evidence from whistleblowers that the Federal Reserve is being controlled by China. And I know that doesn't surprise a lot of people, but it's about the demise of the banking system. You need to get your retirements away from the bank, they will take it. And I keep saying it, Dodd-Frank 2010, they can keep it. You're in second place as an unsecured creditor. Now, what do you do? Well, you get your retirement out of the bank, but Noble Gold will do this for you. They'll back it with gold or silver, and you'll have an appreciating asset, and they can't touch it. And the bank can fail, and you'll still have it. Secondarily, we can do something similar with your bank accounts where you should only be keeping operating capital, maybe 3 to 6 months worth of money if you're lucky enough to have that. If you're not, you still need to go about and protecting the money that you have. And in addition, there's a third element, silver. And I keep saying this, silver is exploding and it's going to go through the roof because of rarity and because nations around the world are not going to stop their climate scam nonsense. Donald Trump has it stopped for 2 years. And what we're going to talk to you about in parts one and two today, in the first and second segments, what we're going to talk about is really, really important because it's how they're going to get not only your money, but they're going to get all the silver. They're going to get all the gold. You better get what you can get now. I'm going to do another piece on this as well, too. You have about 10 to 14 days to stock up. I'll cover that later and what I mean by that. Now, what do you do? Listen, I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 7.5 years. So when the federal government wants me to tell you that whenever you do anything in investments, there's an inherent risk, and proceed with all due caution and consult your financial expert if you have one. Okay, I've given that warning. And I agree with giving that warning. The warning should also include the banks will rob you blind, just like they did in 1929, and they did it to my mother's family, where they went from riches to rags overnight. And we're part of the Ford family. Yeah. Good old Henry Ford did not help my ancestors one iota, that he was part of the criminal theft that took place financially in 1929. Listen, this is all coming back. You can choose to be a victim and do nothing, or you can listen to what I'm telling you and do what I do. I just did a deal last week, early last week, on silver. I had some income come in. I said, "This isn't going to the bank, honey." And my wife said, "I agree." And she said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, listen, I agree with Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, and his book, Silver is the New Oil, that you can get on Amazon. He said, there's no question, silver is going to explode and it's going to make millionaires and billionaires. I'm trying to survive to protect what I have. I know you want to also. 877-646-5347. And here you got a mini news item here. Now, this is just not an ad. This is a news item. This is a very big deal, because those who don't listen to me, you're going to end up broke as a joke if the Democrats' plan to take control by 2026 comes into fruition. But I also think the banks will fail long before that. I think the bank failure could be in this month and start cascading through the spring. It's all about crippling Trump and stopping the MAGA adventure. 877-646-5347, or go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you out a free information packet if you put in your email. Noble Gold will never pressure you. You will close your own deal. They only answer your questions and give you information. How do I know? Again, 7.5 years of experience as a client, and that's ongoing, and I trust them. I'm sure there's other good gold companies out there. I don't want to know. I got the best there is. All right, we are going to look at Jerome Corsi in an interview I did just before the last election. And I listened to this and I extrapolated what he said, and then I've done my own work on this, and I am going to show you and demonstrate for you that we're looking at the end of MAGA after the 2026 midterms, and then 2027 January swearing-ins of both the House and the Senate. They've already shown us the blueprint. And there's two avenues to go to understand this. This is part one, where I'm going to go with these fictitious algorithms that exist. And Jerome Corsi and his people have discovered this just prior to the last election. But now we can take what we know they did and apply it to 2026 and show you how MAGA will be destroyed. That's right. I mean, you may be a lot of people out there, but you'll be like me in Arizona, with about 70% of my compadres, fellow citizens in Arizona, that are ruled by communist, satanic, demonic dictators. And they don't care about the will of the people. We are their enemy. And when you get too actively involved in elections, they try to put you in prison. And there have been murders over election fraud. And I'll be covering that later in this show as well. Yeah, so I don't do this lightly. Trust me. With my dealings with these corrupt people that have run my state, I've been shot at and I've been run off the road. I've had my electronics disappear. I've been kicked off YouTube with no strikes. It's because I try to tell the truth. And they don't want the truth out there. They don't want you to know what I'm going to tell you. Here's what you need to know. This is one of the best researchers I know. He's in the top three in America. This guy is as good as it gets. And I don't think he gets nearly the credit he deserves. And he doesn't care about the credit. And I'll tell you another thing about Jerome Corsi. To show you the credibility he has with me and should have with you, when I got my first radio show, because I'm fighting against John McCain, Ted Kennedy, trying to steal my property without compensation and that of 300 of my neighbors in an 8-year legal battle. And thanks to Clint Bullock, who was with he's with a nonprofit organization, the Goldwater Institute. And they represented us after four law firms deserted us because McCain kept threatening if he became president, they'd never be judges. And so I get a radio show as a result of my public advocacy. My second guest was Jerome Corsi. Talk about, you know who my first guest was? Was Alex Jones' guest host, Bob Dacey, who was going through something similar in Texas with the Trans-Texas Corridor and I-35. And I saw that on the internet and I said, man, I'm going to reach out and see if he can help me. Because here I am, I'm leading this group, fighting, and it's like the blind leading the blind. I didn't have any experience with this. And so Bob spent time talking to me about what we're facing, what the tactics are, the strategies. And then when I got my show, he was my first guest. And I'll always be indebted. He owns a series of True Value hardware stores in Austin, a great political activist. Anyway, so I had Bob. And then I had Jerome. My third guest was Sheriff Mack. Talk about starting at the top. But Jerome came on and he talked about what we were also facing and what the global plan was. And I had a really good framework from this. And so Jerome Corsi actually took time. I was a nobody. No one knew who I was, broadcasting and radio. You know, I was known in maybe some basketball circles and in my small realm of academia. But I wasn't known nationally for broadcasting. But Jerome took the time to come on my show because he thought our issue was important enough. He didn't care about the status that I did not have at that time. And Jerome really laid it out. So I have always trusted him. And this man, to me, is the epitome of a great researcher. And I taught research and stat at college and university level. So, yeah, he is a master. Now, the other thing too about Jerome is he has now taken on voter fraud, and he is coming to the same conclusions some of my confidential sources have, who they have given me the voting algorithms and how votes are stolen. We're going to cover that in a later part in this series. Now, Jerome has a piece of it, and it's a big piece. And I'm going to go back in an interview we did just before the election. He laid it out. And then I've done some additional research and I've extrapolated this to what's going to come in 2026. And you need to hear this, ladies and gentlemen. Stop celebrating that you got Trump in. We have a huge hurdle to overcome. If we're going to maintain America, you're going to maintain your life. You need to hear this.
On to the topic here. Listen, I got sources, and I can't say where some of them are from, but I'll quote Martin Armstrong. Kamala Harris has a 10% rating, and my sources that know algorithms that predict elections, they're saying 8 to 12%. But the cheat factor is really concerning, and I'm sure that ties into what you're going to talk to us about with regard to the intel agencies and what they do with elections.
Well, what we found is that if you go to our, there's a website, it's godsfivestones.com. It's our 501c3, G-O-D, no apostrophe, S, gods. And you spell out the number five, F-I-V-E, and stones is plural. So godsfivestones.com. And we're showing there that Dr. Andrew Paquette, who is a PhD, he's in computer science, and he a brilliant with regards to computer graphics, he was able to find in the New York State database that the database of the New York State Board of Elections, the official Board of Elections running the elections in their voter registration database, it's encoded with an algorithm, several algorithms. These algorithms are mathematical formulas, and they're cryptographic in nature. This is like a cryptography scheme. So the database is coded with a secret code that is not obvious, even perhaps to the people in the Secretary of State's office. But it's there. You can determine it mathematically.
I can tell you that some of the people in the elections maintenance, in other words, they had supervisory capability in elections. I've heard from a few of them. And initially in 2021, they were afraid for their lives. And they should be. They should be. I'm going to digress just for a minute from Jerome. I'm going to go back to the point, but I need to bring in some relevant history here. I've interviewed John Thaler 3 times, former RICO investigator, 30 years. In other words, he knows how to find things. And for personal reasons, it's not important to get into, he was really pissed off and he started looking at Arizona corruption. And he found the same things that a few of the election officials were telling me as I told them I was building to present to a national audience 5 ways the Arizona election was stolen in 2020 from Donald Trump, primarily in Maricopa County. And we're going to hit some of this in part two as well, because you need to understand what we're up against. We are up against the end of America in 2 years if we don't act collectively. And I have some steps I'm going to go through before this day is over on what you, the individual, can do to do your part. And John Kennedy's quote comes to mind: ask not what your country can do for you, but rather ask what you can do for your country. And we're all coming up on this. And if you sit on your hands and do nothing, you're part of the problem. And I mean that sincerely. If you're being active, I don't care if what you do is effective, try, because eventually you're going to hit on things and hit sensitive nerves, and we can begin to turn the tide. But we need to stay incredibly active as a population, because the Democrats represent a group of people that want to depopulate this country. We have shown you the quotes. We have shown you the stories. We have showed you the proof. I don't need to go back and reprove this fact. They want a lot of you dead. And all I got to say is, we've seen the reports, right? The Deagle, yeah, you heard of them? Okay, that's all I'm going to do is mention Deagle, the Deagle report, and let's go back to what I was saying. They not just want to depopulate and have less Americans. Well, if you don't think that the Make America Healthy Great Again with Robert Kennedy, you don't think that that's part of this, that we have debilitating food, we have debilitating medications, and we have chronic illnesses at levels we have never seen, obesity at levels we've never seen, cancer at levels we've never seen. If you don't think this is part of the slow burn depopulation, you really need to immerse yourself in what Robert F. Kennedy is saying. And then yours truly has been saying these same things since 2008. And I've published the quotes repeatedly through the years. So this isn't proprietary. I'm not revealing anything new here. It's just I'm connecting dots. Okay, now what ends up happening here is they're going to steal the next election, and you're about ready to hear how it's going to happen. I covered part of this in 2021, and people that echoed my articles and had me on their shows had their lives threatened. An ex-CIA operative told Paul Preston, Hodges is going to get you killed. My friend that you hear a lot on my show, Sarah Westall, she was threatened. You look at 11 other people that I know of, and there were probably more, but that I told me, Dave, I've been threatened because of the article you wrote and how we promoted it and you. Okay, now, I estimate, and so do a lot of the people, that about 18 to 20 million votes were fraudulently entered into the 2024 presidential election. But that's not where these anti-MAGA, pro-communist people focus their efforts. Stay tuned. Here we go. More with Jerome.
And its purpose is to allow the creation of false voters, not voters who are fictitious. These are made-up voters or voters that are cloned from existing voters. There's a whole variety of ways they produce false records.
Okay, and in Maricopa County, there's probably over 1 million. Arizona is about 1.6 million, is what we estimate. And I'm going to be talking about Liz Harris in part two to get the on the ground. Here's how they do it in Arizona that gets exported to other states. Okay, back to Jerome.
They're not a legitimate voter. But yet, the purpose of the scheme is to be able to get that record, that voter ID, a legitimate voter ID in the state. So even though it's a non-existent voter, non-existent person,
Right.
fabricated, they have a legitimate state voter ID. Now, what that means is that these criminals can vote that voter anytime they want. So in New York, they have maybe 300,000 of these records available at any time. And so then if it comes down to saying, well, Kamala Harris is not doing so well, or we need to co cover up a deficit she's going to lose, you can start. These criminals hide these. It's like a card marking scheme. They hide these marked cards, these little fictional folders back in the database so you can't see them. But they know where they are, the criminals. And so they begin to ask for mail-in ballots, which are printed and run through the machines. And since that non-existent voter has a real state ID, which they requested the mail-in ballot, and then the mail-in ballot is printed with that number on it, that's a certifiable vote. So the scheme is to be able to create certifiable false voters that can be used by those running the scheme in whatever time or quantity they want. And we've got something like 300,000 of them in a database. You can probably swing any election, steal any election you choose to steal.
That's amazing. Now, you're saying this is in New York. Is it, does this happen in any other states that you know of?
Yes, there's algorithms we validated. We'll be publishing more next week, but there are algorithms in New York and New Jersey. They're also in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. We will be recording that they are in Texas and Arizona. So Arizona's got an algorithm in its database. And we're finding it pretty much everywhere we look, that every one of these states have massive numbers of clone votes. Clone vote is they take your vote or a fictional vote and they make, others that are like it, but at a different address. So it's your record with used for duplicate records that maybe another county they put, and often they pick inactive voters or other voters who are in the file somewhere or other, and they clone them. They can be completely ghost voters who don't exist at all. They're just fabricated at an address and put into the system. There's many different kinds of voters that they use or records that they use, including ones that they just create. They're creating all these records out of whole cloth. And the scheme is really, first of all, the creation of these false records and then placing them in the deck so they do get legitimate voter IDs. They look, when they're finished with this, when you look at one of these clone votes or one of these ghost voters, unless you do a lot of forensic investigation, it looks like a real legitimate registration. It's got a person name, it's got a date of birth, it's got an address, it looks like it's registration date, it looks legitimate. And so therefore you can't tell just looking at it that that's a clone vote that's falsified and used in a mail-in ballot scheme controlled by algorithms.
Is there any way to detect it?
Yes. In fact, we'll be revealing some articles next week. We now have proof. We can show you the use of the algorithms in actual votes that have just been cast where the voters are non-existent. And we have excellent records on that now. We're finding.
Okay, and I'm going to digress just one second here. I'm going to go back and review in part two what Liz Harris found in her research. Former state legislature kicked out for her research into voter fraud in Arizona. Kicked her out of the legislature. No more than just investigating and saying, this is what I'm finding. And they booted her out. And the people that booted her out are on the take from the cartel via China. And we're going to go through that. So Jerome is exactly right here. And I can show the proof for that from Liz Harris's research in part two of what we're going to do.
Finding we're able to discern this, and we'll be reporting on it next week. But by next week, we're going to show you not only that the algorithms exist in the databases of these state boards of election, but they're being voted, being used. And so, therefore, once we've detected their use, we can again go in and say there's crimes being committed here. And I think, by the way, I do believe that there's going to be some legal responsibility of the state Secretary of State and the various officers in the Board of Election where these algorithms are being used criminally to cast fraudulent votes. It's not a voter fraud, it's an election fraud. It's just
He is right on the money, and most people don't get it, what he's saying there. And part two will reveal that again. He's talking about there has to be responsibility within the Secretary of State's office. Okay. And then also, too, with Maricopa County, the equivalent would be the county clerk and recorder, which is like the Secretary of State at the county level. And in part two, I'm going to show you exactly how right Jerome is. And we can prove it. We absolutely can prove it. Then you're probably wondering, well, how Donald Trump got elected. That'll be covered in today's show, too.
systemic. It's
I understand what
systemic.
you're saying. Do you have an estimate? I'm in Arizona and I'm pretty familiar with the flaws in the Arizona system, although this is down a little different track than I've looked at. But do you have an estimate on how many votes in a state like Arizona are could be affected potentially?
I'll be able to do that when Andrew Paquette does the full write-up.
Okay.
But we know.
I'll answer the question here because Jerome has now since come out. And as recently as 2 days ago, said they estimate that they can switch an election by about 33%. That's their ceiling. Originally, I thought it was 20, but it looks like Jerome says he's found enough evidence to say it's around 33% if they get all hands on deck.
He knows, and he's told me that there's enough to swing any election they want to swing.
Interesting you'd say that. There was a state legislator here in Arizona, and she said she was representing 40 state legislators from across the country. And they made an announcement early in the week. I believe it was on Monday, and I ran it on my social media. And she said that 1.1 million votes were stolen in Arizona that were meant for Donald Trump. And I have those figures from my confidential sources, exact same number. And she said, we're demanding every election from 2020 be reinvestigated. I believe it was Wendy Rogers that gave that state senator here in Arizona. Do you have any contact with these legislators who are making this claim?
I don't have any contact with the legislator you mentioned, but we are in contact with Arizona legislators. And Arizona is taking a serious look at this. It's going to become an issue in the state before the before Election Day, because we have Andrew Paquette's found the algorithm. He's writing it up now. I expect probably on Saturday, tomorrow, I'll have the final report, and we'll begin reporting on it next week.
And that'll be
So.
on your.
Okay, now God's Five Stones is Jerome's site. If you want to go and look at all the work he's done since I've done this interview, and it goes to reinforce with foundational evidence that what he is saying here is absolutely correct. In fact, we're going to be able to even take it just a little bit further than he did, but this was pre-election. And so here are some fundamental questions we're left with because we're not done. And you have to understand, we're going into a court of public opinion here, and I'm trying to handle it much like a prosecutor would. We're laying out foundational, reasonable suspicion that Arizona's elections are stolen, as well as most of, not all, the swing states and how they do it. And he just laid out how they do it. In part two, we're going to come back with an on-the-ground report from someone who's in the middle of it. In part three, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about my experiences in this and how this nearly led to a double homicide to protect corrupt Arizona state representatives and senators involved in cartel dealings that tie back to China. And as John Thaler has proven on my show, we get into the fact that they're involved in election theft. This is really case closed. We know how they do it. We know they're going to do it. Folks, I'm going to listen to you. I want to raise your level of concern. MAGA is over in 2026 if we don't get this stopped. And I don't know if Trump can stop it because so much of Congress is tied up in bribery involving China directly and indirectly. And China is ultimately behind a lot of what we're seeing. In fact, allegations still persist that many of the voting machines' tabulations were concocted in China. And that's one of the allegations on the Arizona election, but all the swing states have that cloud hanging over their head. Now, I didn't discover this. This is what's being reported in other circles by people who've done this research. And they get hassled. And I'm talking people like Roger Stone. I'm talking about all the names that you know, Giuliani, whose life's been destroyed because he dared to come and speak out. And the co-defendants in Atlanta, many of them were involved in this. We've got people being prosecuted in Arizona where they're using a rare twist of the law that doesn't apply to go after electors. It's almost like when you're listening to someone explain away their crimes, and Shakespeare said, "I think thou doth protest too loudly." This is a lot of what we have from the left. When we're done with this series, I'm hoping that you'll be sufficiently motivated by apprehension, anxiety, and fear of the consequences of doing nothing, that you will begin to act on an individual and collective basis. And we need to bring hellfire pressure to the politicians in Washington. And I mean, we need to do recall elections, and we're going to get into all those strategies before we're done. Anyway, my thanks to Jerome Corsi for his previous appearance here. And it fits, and he is bringing us up to date by validating the claims he's made here at God's Five Stones. You can go in there and look at it yourself, and you're going to say, "Holy crap, I see what they're doing." I haven't revealed the baseline plan yet. I've set up for you the mechanism of which they can steal elections. In part two, we're going to show you the proof. Sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. And people say, "Well, what do we get?" You get a newsletter that gives you everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. It's one-stop shopping, and people love it. And when we have a glitch, and we had one here recently, and the newsletter didn't go out, it was, "Holy crap, I am really upset." And our emails off the charts. And we figured out what the problem was. We went back and corrected it. But nonetheless, and then people still got their newsletters. They got it about 6 hours late. But really, this has become kind of a need. And we have over 50,000 strong who are involved in our newsletter community. Join them. Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com, go to the upper right-hand corner. You'll see a link for the newsletter. Just put your email address in. That's the only required field. Send it, and you'll get it the same day.